Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thank you for being a part of my day. Very excited about having Dr. Faith Whittier back on the show. Faith has become a great member of our Brain Trust. More recently, she's a board-certified doctor in obstetrics and gynecology, a member of FACOG and ACOG. She served as a policymaker on the medical committee of the Women's Health and Family Planning Association of Texas. She's an active member of Houston's Blockchain Alliance, which is one of the ways we've met her. And she's here to give us a report as a medical doctor on this crazy disease we got taking us down around, shutting down our economy here in the United States and around the world. And she's our good friend, Dr. Faith Whittier. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim, for having me. Enjoy the show. Thank you so much.
It's good to have you back, Faith. Okay, I first started reporting on the coronavirus back over 2 months ago, 1st of February. I wrote the first article on it the middle of February, 15th of February. And even before I knew what COVID was, we were calling it the coronavirus, right? And now we know that coronavirus is the virus, and the COVID-19 is the disease, and that it causes. And early on, you know, I wasn't cavalier about it, but I said, well, you know, it's pneumonia. It's a form of pneumonia. They'll figure this out. They'll give us some antibiotics, and you know, we got pneumonia down. But increasingly, it's appearing that this is not just another pneumonia. This is a meaner version of all that, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's not another pneumonia, certainly. And you know, when you think about pneumonia, and most of us, and influenza in particular, in what we get immunized for every year, so we've pretty much been exposed to some portion of that. COVID-19 is something that our bodies have never seen, and so our bodies are really not prepared for COVID-19. And it's a respiratory disease that's taking people down pretty quickly. And it's really been very challenging to sort of protect yourself against COVID-19 because of how easily it is to get the disease.
It's aggressive. It's aggressive and robust, isn't it? I mean, it's hardy, robust, and aggressive, and mean. That's a bad combination, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bad combination, and in particular, if you have any other kind of underlying health conditions, diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, it's going to take you down even more quickly. And unfortunately, you know, our population, you know, we see a lot of those comorbidities. So you're right. It is something that is very aggressive, very mean. You know, we haven't been able to adequately test for it. We don't have adequate personal protective equipment in the hospitals to sort of protect ourselves as healthcare workers, as we're treating patients. So it is an enormous problem that we are sort of trying to fight, in real time.
Have you treated patients yourself who have the symptoms?
So I have, you know, that's a very good question, because you may see patients that have symptoms that come to you with a cough, fever, those kinds of things. And not everybody is getting tested because we don't have the testing.
Right.
So that would be an unknown whether you have. And then you must not forget about the asymptomatic population,
right,
that you're coming in contact with all the time. So it's not just the symptomatic people that are passing the disease. It's also the asymptomatic. which also makes this very, very, very challenging. And so because we don't, because we haven't been able to adequately test, we really just don't know where.
But do you think that for example, I have no underlying health issues. I'm in the age group that they say is susceptible, but I have no underlying conditions. I have zero symptoms. Is there any reason why I should be tested?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, when you think about in a perfect world, if we could test people, if we could test everyone, we could understand where the disease is. And it's not only about protecting you, but it's about protecting the people around.
I hear you. But with a limited amount of testing, I mean, anyway, I tell you what, we got to go to a break.
You're talking about what we have.
Let's go to a break now. Dr. Faith Whittier, folks, is our guest. We come back, we're going to let her continue her report as a medical doctor on this. And I'm going to ask her about hydroxychloroquine. What does she think about that? I have no idea what she's going to say. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.